What's up? It's your girl Queenie Jones, and this was Mary Jane and Munchies, aka the bestest, most thoughtful podcast ever. We trying to get you to understand the black and white smoke of it all. It is a definite cultural divide. It's a racial inequality. We can go into all the semantics, but we try to give you a real aesthetic outlook of what we think is going on, what we feel is going on, what we didn't see. Ain't that right, girls?
Big facts.
Big kahuna shit. But real talk, I wanted to tell you guys some real thoughtful, enlightened shit so we can start to do better. Here on Mary Jane and Munchies, we start stripping back the layers while we get high. So make sure you have your snacks and come on back.
This is Mary Jane, and make sure you come back and chill with
Munchies, because that's how we all roll. All right?
Big fix.
It's Mary Jane and Munchies!
Mary Jane and Munchies! What's up? It's your girl Mary Jane
in Munchies!
And this is Mary Jane and Munchies! Mary Jane and Munchies, Mary Jane and Munchies, Mary Jane and Munchies.
What's up, friend?
What's up, friend? How you doing, friend?
Girl, I'm really happy that we are finally off fucking Zoom, girl.
Girl, we back inside. We back inside. We back inside.
I bet y'all like, oh my God, I can hear y'all so clearly now.
The Zoom is gone.
Oh my God, bars. Bars free.
I can see no obstacles in our way.
That makes me feel so much better. Let me just say that when we are away from each other and we're not in our presence of Mary Jane and Munchie's essence, it's like, I feel you guys, y'all are funny, I feel it, but the duo must not.
You need to hear that surround sound, bleak, 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 while she's spitting that cold hard facts.
Yeah.
And this episode, y'all, this episode, it's nothing but cold hard black and white facts. Woo! This gonna be a doozy.
Now, let me just say that I have had me some lovely mirage from a send that has been a wonderful pen. I can't even take it out the house. That's how good it is. And it'd be fucking with me. I'd be like, damn, can I just... But it's so good when my pops won't bring it, or when it's brought, it's like, I gotta make sure I have three puffs before I get out of here. So that's what I smoked before I came here. Then Boston gave me this strong ass blunt, which it's not a blunt, it's a...
It was
a Russian.
A white cherries, that was the name of the strain, white cherries, which I believe is an indica hybrid, so it has some sativa notes in it. It had beautiful orange hairs, and then we rolled it Jamaican style, so mixed it with a little bit of roasted dried out frontal leaf, mixed that all up, put it in a raw with a filter, and was like, that's what it was like, y'all.
It made my tummy feel grumbly. But I just will say that it's a very classic blend.
Can you imagine that with Moon Rocks?
Okay, not the fronto in it, but I feel like
the fronto in it. With the Moon Rocks.
One day, Lord, I won't have to smoke me no fronto with my best friend. I'm just having enough weed where I just be pulling out my pocket. And, or a little purchase or a roller. She'll be like, all right, I'll roll Sabrina's weed. And then you'll give it to you in a joint. Because I'm... My butt hurt.
I want to roll it and re-rolls every joint so we can share like that. That'd be lit.
Patricia got her back, I bet you. But before
Patricia out here getting a check.
We get to the
that's
Patricia.
That's one of our first assistants' names going to be Patricia.
I think we need somebody who just make, like, good executive weed purchases, just our runner, because that'd be our first step. Like, just give us the good weed. We roll ourselves. We got to test it. Like, because you got to really trust somebody to roll weed and roll good weed.
You got to watch them. Like,
Y'all, today we are talking about a really heavy subject, black versus white smoke. It is a huge question why there is a obstacle for minorities such as the black community to get into the cannabis industry that they actually created, that they be in prison for like multiple times faster mm-hmm. than any other person, period. So when we talk about the in-depth process of getting all of our entrepreneurial skills together, stuff that we've been doing since, you know, when it, how many times you know somebody just sell good weed for years? Exactly. That is what we are known for doing. We're going to talk about the fact that white people just seem like they can get grants and additions and, you know, somebody just hook them up and they are up and out of nowhere, got a whole dispensary of, you know, business moguls just are coming into this industry like they are the pavement fucking founders and shit like that. But it's still, we still have people prisoned for having less than a gram of fucking weed. So before we even get into all that, we gotta
pay these bills.
Cha-ching! Boom, boom.
Iced out everything.
I
a baby grill. Okay, I want it to be iced out. My unit is gonna be lit for life.
We are back from bank, and Bossy Bossy talking about the icing of her future children. And per usual, that's how you start.
I've been watching Bleak Empire on Netflix, and I'm telling you, the way this woman is icing out her son, some of y'all will never be this icy in your whole life. And he only what? He actually 100 days, baby. He ain't even what? He 100 days. Niggas like, I'm icing, and I just came on the planet.
Okay. I'm sorry, I can't. My baby gonna be blinked out too. It's okay. I don't even want to be a hater. Anyway, right. Black versus white smoke. Cannabis culture is meant to bring folks together for all the smoke. The
hard truth is there are major differences in cannabis culture, especially with the black and people of color versus white culture. Mary Jane and Munchies wouldn't be a true cannabis platform if we didn't speak about the racial inequalities
in the cannabis industry. What is going on with the black and white issue in cannabis? Now, honestly, it all started way back in the day when we started to be able to make a little profit. You know what I'm saying? We had the pusher man who was the one who was, you know, just giving his little ounce, his little dime bag to be able to chop it up and spread it to the community because it helped with your back, neck, and knees. You see me? And then what had happened was after that, white folks, you feel me, started looking around and was like, oh my God, look at the black people prosper. They're prospering too much. It seems like they're having their households be together inadequate and the black foundation in the home is colliding and being together. And then what had happened was after that, as per white people do, they'd be like, seems like that's fishy. Too many happy niggas. Call them up. Then what happened was they was like, let me put the war on drugs right in their homes. And, you know, make sure the places that was already like, you know, projecty, we're going to make them full ghettos. Like, you know, we had in Europe. You feel me? Let's bring that connotation back. And then we was like, oh, shit. Why is my daddy gone? He just had a little dime bag of weed. He, oh, shit. That whole, now, why does it seem like they trading weed for crack? What happened, nigga? So that's what my view is of where it started at.
I would say, when we're talking specifically about black and white cannabis culture, it just, to me, goes back to the like white privilege. You know, if you were smoking back in the day, you were a hippie, you were a beatnik, but you were seen as dangerous to be smoking weed, even now as a person of color. You know, a lot of times they'll say no smoking outside of a dispensary. But they're not saying that to any black people. They're saying that to Caucasian people. But it's still a negative connotation for us as people of color when we smoke. And that's really what the issue is. It's, you know, they want a freedom that they don't want to allot to us.
Oh my God. See, it gives me the vibes of, we feel like your idea is good, right? Now, we're speeding it up to the future. We feel like your idea is good, right? All your people are in prison for it, you know, still from like the 70s and 80s in some cases, because, you know, depending on the quantity and what they were doing with it, you know, they just was sacking them back, friend. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they were like, let me just see. It seemed like they made money. They like it, the niggas, the black folks, the POCs. They like it a lot. Let's start making money off their heads. The stuff that they've been healing themselves off for years, let's go bring it into the labs. We're going to mass produce this shit, make sure it doesn't have any seeds so they can't regrow it. And if they find some seeds, make sure they feel like they shouldn't keep them and complain about the weed, saying it's too seedy. Weird shit. And then they're going to be also
so many seeds from this weed, like it's some type of flowering plant or something.
I don't like that. Ugh. What's wrong with y'all? Well, they might have just wanted you to... Somebody was like, get them seeds. These are good. Anyway, I feel like they came up in the thought of a non-reinvent the wheel idea. Do you know?
I feel you.
Y'all, it's one of the hardest things to, like, reflect on. Because I have family members that have gotten caught up with this. You know,
just I think I agree with you, Munchie. Like, when I think about one of my best friends and he tells his own story, so I'm not telling anything to honestly they don't already know. He was on the way to his wife's wedding dress fitting. Had the money in cash because that's how the establishment wanted. It was a custom designer. Had a receipt for the amount, very amount that he had. And simply because he was slightly melanated looking, and not only was he stopped and seizured, but he was criminalized for less than half a O, which any real smoker out there know that's just what that's the rest of your stash left over. That ain't nothing to talk about. That ain't nothing. You know, they would have caught him 2-3 days earlier. They would have thought he was running a whole network. But on this day, they were just like, yeah, we know you. We know you're selling drugs. And he's like,
it's just my smoking weed.
Okay.
Who is mother sucker? Now, I would say, like, I feel like it's an issue when you out here selling. Like, dispensaries only sell, like, 28 grams, right? As their highest quantity. With the, you know, you can buy multiple O's, but they only sell, like, 28 grams. You never see nothing 46 grams, 56. I don't know what it is, the multiple of that. You know why? This is where we're going to give them to the people and make them think. You know why the dispensary sells 28 grams of O? It's because... Back in the day, because if you really want to think about how people want to fuck your head up and do something to make you think about some shit. Back in the day, you get caught up with an O, you're going for years. They used to count it up. Every gram you had, they would add a year.
Well, speaking of they, we're talking about the federal government. And because we might be legal in our state and 10 other states, what it's not is... federally legal.
And that's condescending like a motherfucker that you're
gonna sell. It's why you have to go there and basically swipe your card and put the $2, $3, $4 fee on that an ATM would charge you because they can't actually process any payment.
It is condescending to know that somebody is selling a 28 grams an ounce, and I know that people have gone to prison for an ounce. They just had an ounce, nigga! Shut your ass and up with this bullshit. It's also
a discretion. You know what I'm saying? For an officer to arrest for a drug charge or, you know, petty theft versus counseling or just having that person return the items if unbroken, you know?
You ain't never lied. Now, before we hop onto this, one major thing that we need to think about. If every black person who was imprisoned for weed was to be free right now, do you know that a majority of our community... Afro-Latino, Black, Pan-African, Caribbean, all of us would have a majority of our households back together. We wouldn't even have that disparity gap of, you know, men not being in the home. Now, how the fuck, Muffin Puff, are you in a situation where you don't have everybody in your home, right? Over some shit niggas is making money for it. And even in this state. Now, if it's not fucking a release in every legalized state of imprisoned people who were charged for marijuana, get the fuck out of here with your Proctor acts and shit like that. That should coincide with all the legalization, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
Nobody got time for that.
It would mean too much good for us. Now, with us being a targeted people, mm-hmm. and not having security in our homes. Mm-hmm. We are faced with a dilemma of making hard-ass decisions. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, those decisions have been not only not rectified because of the legalization that we face even in Massachusetts, but we need to do some hard digging of making sure we are deliberate in giving access to Black communities in some shit we fucking started. On some real stuff. We are targeted because they know we on some real shit. So everybody gonna want to hop on that motherfucking bandwagon and then take you away from it. Push you out the wagon.
Yeah, that's the problem, is the push off the wagon part for us. You know? We still gotta put forth good work into the world, even if we don't think that we're gonna be able to get a part of it.
So, with that being said, the real thing we have to do to fix it is release all imprisoned people who have been put into prison because of marijuana charges, big or small, okay? Decriminalizing it nationally or federally would be 100% chef's kiss. But we need to be honest with ourselves. What the fuck were they doing it for? Did they sell crack, nigga? They sell crack. Let them niggas rot. I'm serious. Like, especially when it came to Black people. You sold Black people crack in the 80s or 90s or the 2000s. Fuck you and the fucking ship you came on. But I also want to say to the people who were actually methodical and wanted to do something that was just heal their happy, heal their people. Let's be honest. That's what marijuana is supposed to be used for. Now, again, any Black person that did any of the hard drug selling, who did some shit that you had to stir up, mix in a pot, add some ingredients to and shit like that, yeah, nigga, you know what the difference is. Release the motherfuckers that actually did marijuana shit, though. Let us be free.
Let us truly have the equity that we desire. It's not just about freedom, you know? We're free to smoke, but we're not free to be high.
Look. At the end of the day, the business that it will require for us to be able to succeed in this industry, we know about. But let us be able to open up doors. Let us be able to, like, we can deliver. Like, do some pavement groundwork shit in your state if you legalize when you're Black. I know it's hard, but we need you. Okay, fight. If you have something like you're a vet or something like that that can get you in these lotteries faster, bigger, and stronger in these upcoming years as it spreads to legalization, help. Okay, and make it a difference in your dispensary and in your freaking farm or your freaking, what is it called when you got weed houses, girl?
Idle farm?
Or grow houses. Keep your grow house and your brand worth for your strand or whatever the fuck you on. And make a way for your people. Stop being so negligent in fucking doing this half-ass dumb shit where you be like, I'm the one who's gonna succeed, Black people. I'm the better nigga. Like, no, be the better Black person.
I am stupid. But I'm not acting that way.
Right.
Oh, you was talking about them in general.
Oh, Capricorn.
I was like, yeah, I gotta get over that. And then I was like, oh, she wasn't talking to me.
Y'all, we gotta go pay some bills. We be back. Think about this shit, though, for real, for real.
For real.
This is Black and white smoke. Let's take it away. And we won't talk about the goofiness of these white people and how they be smoking. That's not what we're doing now. We're talking about the real shit. So think about what we're saying. We'll come back on some other happy-go-lucky stuff. Now you can sit on that while you're on your drive home.
Hey, it's Auntie. We out here. It's a Vibe podcast. It's made for the listeners, the vibes, to be uplifted. We Out Here, It's a Vibe podcast reaches the masses of people struggling to identify themselves in a world of untold truths. It is time to heal the mind, body, and soul. Take steps to have needed conversation. We need to stop sweeping things under the rug. We Out Here, It's a Vibe podcast is May 7th through June 25th.
Yo, we got a mango smoothie with CBD in it for you. Munchie, tell us how to make this.
This is straight off of Banana Tea, the Cassia edition. Call me the Queen June, Munchie Munch Dupe. This is how I dupe. y'all to the good snackages when it comes to that Mary Jane infusion, okay? Now, CBD, you might be like, oh, let's sleep on that shit. That CBD, that don't even get me high. Shut your ass up, okay? Because I'm tired of you saying dumb shit like that. Let's use CBD to enhance you, ladies and gentlemen. Make you feel better. Don't be one of them people who be like, I don't even deal with no CBD. Even though my back be hurting, my knees be popping. And, you know, last time I had surgery and last year and shit like that, I just smoked me about freaking 3 ounces and shit like a dummy. But both CBD and mango are going to enhance your high, okay? Let's ride this shit out. Now, everybody knows when it comes to some mango, you must be eating it if you want to get high. Don't sleep on the mango because it's delicious and nutritious. And if you're allergic to pineapple, you know how to make the gushy vicious. For the ladies, you know what I'm talking about, okay? You don't want that man to be like, do you eat fruit? No, I only eat mango. You want him to be straight into it, okay? So it would be one chopped mango, a banana, a piece of ginger. When we talk about a piece of ginger, it's about an inch of ginger. Then we're going to get some unsweetened coconut milk. And that's going, or I would say coconut milk, but they say coconut water. Milk is going to make that little fattiness that you want to bind into that shit. And you'd be like, oh my God, how did I get even higher than what the recipe required? Okay, so they say a half a teaspoon of CBD oil. We're going to put a tablespoon in there for the big dogs. That's how you're going to dose yourself. Start with a teaspoon, a half a teaspoon. But you know if your dose is just high, what you could do with. All right. And then you're going to get a half a teaspoon of turmeric and a pinch of kosher salt. You're going to blend that all together and have the best smoothie you ever had, okay? Now, for the recipe, go ahead and check out Bon Appetit. But let me tell you how you're going to tweak this bitch, okay? You're going to make that smoothie, right? Then you're going to put the Cannaman mixed flavor, the Delta 8 gummies on that bitch. Here's why. That D8 gummy on that bitch gonna make you feel like, oh my God, not only am I high, but my whole inner cannabinoid system that I have as a human is being enhanced and touched right now and make it ooby and groovy. So for y'all who want to make it fancy, you can easily put yourself a smoothie together, but get yourself a margarita glass or whatnot. Rim the glass with some lime and then spin it off with some possible can of sugar. Or if you're really like just want to just keep it a little light, a little salt and sugar. I'm fancy. I put a little mouth creamy drip with the sugar in there and then make a little flare. Make a little no limit, baby. And then you will chop up a little bit of Cannaman mixed flavor gummy in that bitch. And then you have yourself a little damn thing, okay? You got a little fancy drink. You can put the whole little ring in that bitch if you want to. But it's going to make it good. You're going to love it. I know you will. What you think about that, Bossy Bossy?
Oh, that shit fire. That shit is fire. Shout out to our sponsor for the additives. That shit is fire.
I'm so happy you like it.
That shit is fire.
Got a little bit about throat. It was worth
That's
it.
That's what she said.
It was worth it. It was megalicious. Okay, I know I'm gonna love the way this fulfilled my life later on. I'm gonna smoke me a little something when I get home. I'll be like, can we get much higher? So high. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, da-da-da-da-da, can we get much higher? So high. Oh, yeah, I said the whole song because real Kanye fans know what the fuck that shit is. Ah!
We really wanted to take a deep dive this episode into what it truly means to be a person of color and enjoy a substance that your white counterparts enjoy but feel like a constant shadow on you. That you're going to be over-criminalized. You know, if you're in your car driving with your friends, driving safely, and you get stopped, and you guys just finish smoking, never mind actually having a lit blunt or the drugs in the car, you feel very vulnerable, which is demonstrated by the Brittany Garner case, you know? Yes, and not federally is it legal in our country, nor is it in many others, but it's like you're criminalizing someone for a plant that grows out of the ground and just happens to have psychoactive effects.
All right, y'all. If you like this conversation, go ahead and let us know. Follow us on IG at MaryJaneAndMunchies_ to get all content. We are out here really about to build for you guys. I know we always be saying shit like that, but let me explain something. We are the type of people who are doing this from the ground up. Me and Boston Bossy are
from... We're building a brand.
We're building a brand, but we're from the heart place that we want to keep our people endeared and enlightened and make sure that they're able to grow and expand their cannabis interests. We introduce you to anything and everything from cannabis, food, and homegirl, and we truly meant this. So when we talk about this shit, we mean we're trying to do some shit so you can do some shit. Open up the fucking door.
Open up the floodgates.
Exactly, because where do we see this at? Who's talking about this? And actually having our people succeed in this. So go ahead and follow us because you know we were going to be on some next level shit. We always with the drip. You can go ahead and make sure you listen to us on all streaming platforms. Y'all, follow me at QUEEJONS. Follow me at I'm high. Oh, shit. Every so often, I fuck up my own shit, and I love it, because I be like, damn, I did have some good weed. All right, so it's QUEEMIEJONES on all platforms. Subscribe to my YouTube page. We out here getting that 10K, baby. All right? We trying to get and do some things. Monetization and bringing diamond rings and gold motherfucking chains. You heard me? Where can they find you?
Boston Bossy _ on Instagram. You can also find me on Facebook. Beagle Live up live. Beagle Live, it is Powerpuff 88. That's my ID. And then TikTok at Grime Miss. And you can find my up live ID as Grinding. Alright. I'm all over there. Make sure you check them out. I love to have you join my fan club. We do giveaways all the time. Make sure you join one of them and tell me that Mary Jane and Munchie sent you.
All right, y'all. This was
Mary Jane and Munchies.